Blog Talk Radio.
Goes like this.
You make the blind man see.
made the lame man walk again. You called the dead to rest, and that's why we dance in liberty, cause you're doing it all again. Yeah, yeah, cause you're doing it all again. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, you made the blind man, made the lame man walk again. You called the dead to rest, and that's why we dance in liberty. Come on, Charlie, you're doing it again. Hey. Oh.
lifted me. You've lifted me, and I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter.
April Hall. April Hall.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to sometimes just get into his presence. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to just permeate the room, to take over, to rule. To rule our day, to rule our thoughts, to rule our destiny, to rule everything about us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He is the lifter. He's the lifter of our heads. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that you enjoyed the worship, because there's nothing like getting into worship, creating an atmosphere that changes the course of your day, that change the course of your thoughts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just say thank you, Jesus, because we have a rock that we can run to. We have a rock that's solid. He neither sleep nor slumber. That's the God that we serve. Amen. 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 We're talking about spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement. It's time to grow up. It's time to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, amen. Let us continue on. And I pray that you continue in the word of God. Always, always stay in the word, because that is the prescription. That's the key. We're reading in John 15, hallelujah. And we are reading from verses 1 through 5. Glory to God. Amen. And the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my husband is the vine dresser. Branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away. And every branch, hallelujah, that bear fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. And although you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Unless you abide in me and I the vine, you are the branches. Whomsoever abides in me and I in him, he is it that bears much fruit. For apart from me, hallelujah, you can do nothing. Glory, glory, glory. We're talking about spiritual advancement, going deep. What is going deep in God? You know, we want to go deep. We want to go deeper. And when we are going deeper, we are bearing fruit. See, the deeper we go, the more fruit we bear. And we are really abiding in the Lord. We're going deeper, and we bear much fruit. Because the Bible says, without me, ye can do nothing. Ye cannot bear fruit without God. Amen. So we want to be in him, and we want him to be in us. I just want to ask you this question. Are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? Hallelujah. I want to give you some points, and then I'm going to just kind of go over what's required of you? What is God asking for us to do? You know, we're talking about spiritual advancement. Glory be to God. Don't you want to grow? You know, it's my heart desire to grow daily, purge daily, to be peeled off the layers, to be peeled off daily. And I want to ask you, I'm going to tell you about four spiritual disciplines that's required of Christian growth. These are the things that's required so that we may grow and so that we may bear more fruit. Amen. Amen. If I offer you a measuring device, a measuring cup, and you know what that measuring cup is designed to do. But if I offer you a measuring cup to measure your spiritual growth in your life, what would you find? Where would that cup, what would it measure to? So today, you know, we have all kinds of fancy little gadgets and that can measure just about anything. But for instance, we can measure our height. Glory to God, we can measure our weight. You know, including, we can even measure the amount of fat that we have, hallelujah, versus the amount of muscle. So we're talking about measurement. We can measure even like our cholesterol, you know, our LDH and LDL. We can measure the good cholesterol from the bad cholesterol. We can measure our blood pressure, our blood sugar. And I can go on and on. There's so many things that we can measure. Hallelujah. We can diagnose almost anything, everything about our physical being. But today, hallelujah, today I want to give you a tool that can help you measure how well you're doing spiritually. Hallelujah. And a matter of fact, I want to give you these four spiritual tools, and we're going to call them that can help you measure how you're doing spiritually. You know the old saying, what have you done for me lately, saith the Lord. Open up your Bibles, and I told you we were coming from John 15, and you should have your Bibles on chapter 15, and I'm just going to read, I think I'll go ahead and read the first 8 verses, hallelujah, of this. I like to say it's a transforming chapter, you know, of God's holy word. You know, our Lord Jesus, he taught his disciples spiritual growth. And as I was reading earlier, hallelujah, I don't believe I read all 8, but I'm going to go back over it for clarity's sake. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So we're talking about Jesus as the true vine. And his Father, our daddy, as the vine dresser. And what he's saying, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away. So Jesus is telling us that if we don't bear fruit in him, if we're not doing something, he said he'll take it away. And every branch that does bear fruit, guess what he'll do? He'll prune you. Hallelujah. He'll get you ready that you may be able to bear more fruit. So if you bear fruit, he's going to make it so you can bear more fruit. And then it go on to say about much fruit. But he said, already you are clean because of the word that I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. So what the Lord is saying, that we need him. We can't bear fruit without him. Amen. the fruit that he's looking for. We're talking about spiritual advancement. See, we don't know the day or the hour that we're going to close our eyes and say, yes, Lord, and go on to be in glory. But as of this day, the word says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in me, in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whosoever abide in me and I in him, he that is bearing much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and wither. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. We don't want to be those branches that's thrown into the fire and burned. So if you abide in me and my word abide in you, whatever you ask, it will be done for you. By this my Father glorified, come on somebody, say, by this my Father is glorified. How is he glorified? When we abide in him and he abide in us and we are producing fruit. See, that's the name of the game. We are to produce fruit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say that to yourself. I must produce some fruit. Because if I'm not producing fruit, I am a tree that have branches, what? That will burn. We don't want those branches to burn. Amen. And then the word go on to say that by this my Father is glorified, that when you bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. See, that's how he knows is not only are the love, is when we're producing fruit. See, everything that God has given us, all these gifts, all these talents, all the abilities, it's only so that we can produce fruit for the glory of God. It's not about what we feel we can do, what we feel we can't do. It's if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Come on, somebody. Just know that he said in his word that if you keep my commandment, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. See, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. God wants our joy to be full. He wants us to be able to walk in love and to have joy in this life that he's given us. Verse 12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friend. You are my friend. If you do what I command you, no longer do I call you servant, for the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I've called you friend. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made it known to you. You do not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit shall abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, glory be to God, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. verse 18, and I'm going to stop right there. If the world hate you, know that it has hated me before it hates you. I'm telling you, the word of God is so delicious. It is so good. It is so tasteful. It is so awesome. It is so fulfilling. The word of God is so blessed. And we decree and declare right now that we're blessed because we're walking in God's best. Amen, amen, amen. We feel this word in our hearts that we may not, somebody say that we may not sin against you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I ask you the question, what have you done for him lately? Come on, somebody tell me. What have you done for him? You know, every day of our lives, we need to be able to give back, forward the love, forward the grace, forward the mercy, everything that God has asked us to do, or everything that he has done for us, we want to do it for others. Amen. We don't want to take it all and have it for ourselves, but we want to give God back what he has given us. Amen. And we want to walk in love. We want to walk in his power, his might, and his anointing. I say glory, glory be to God. Amen. You know, Jesus was teaching his disciples that the key to spiritual growth is, now get this. He said the key to spiritual growth is abiding in him. He said in verse 5, 6 words that can change the way you live your life as a believer, as a Christian. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So he letting us know that we need him. We need his voice. We need his direction. We need his strength. We need his power. We need everything about him, because without him, we're nothing. And then he go on to say, until you come to a term where the reality is that we all need him. So we need him enough that we need to abide in him daily. We need to meet him daily. We need to pray, intercede, get his presence, hear his voice, get his direction. I'm telling you, without him, we couldn't have any of that. Christ will always be in us. But if we don't abide in him, we'll be like a yo-yo Christian, up and down, over and out, up 1 minute, down the next. On fire for God one day and then burnt out the next. See, I believe that so many Christians, so many believers today can be found living in two extremes. One, on one hand, the Christians, they say, I'm called and I'm ready to serve, and they say that they're active and ready, but they're empty. And then you got those that are members of the church, and they show empathy and compassion, but they produce no fruit. Yes, you know, going to church and getting the word and praising God, and those are things that's required of us. But to produce fruit is something different. Yes, that's right. See, I believe that Christians who are in and out of the spirit. One minute you're in the spirit, next minute you're out the spirit. You know, that we are sometimes wishy-washy. But God wants us to be steadfast and unmovable. He wants us to always stay the same. So you see, we have, sometimes we'll lose our focus for what it takes to grow as a believer, to have spiritual advancement. You know, we engage in activity passively. You know, we don't go in aggressively. When God really wants us to abide in him, God will give us something to do. When we abide in him, he'll give us direction. When we abide in him, he'll give us assignments. When we abide in him, he'll give us vision. When we abide in him, we don't go on tangents. So abiding in God, it means to remain in him. So we don't start it and don't stay in it, or even continue in it, or to be constantly in it. Continual, meaning to be committed, to be consecrated, you know, called out into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Somebody just say amen. I'm telling you, we need each other, because iron sharpens iron, and the student is not greater than the teacher. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. The spiritual discipline, when we abide in the word, is the first thing I want to share with you about growing. We have to be disciplined. Yes, verse 7, I was reading that John 15 and 7, when Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, I want to start reading right there. Jesus is telling us, if we want to be growing believers, disciples, that we must stay connected. We must abide. We must. See, we can't feel like, now I got it, I'm finished. No, we're never finished. We're forever learning. Stay in a safe place. Stay connected. Abide, abide, abide. And then over here, and I was reading on last evening, John 18, chapter 18, and I was reading verse 31. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus, let me read it. Okay. Then Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now that's powerful, because see, God will fix it where we'll know the truth. Amen. He makes it so that when things is not true is said or done, he'll show you. He'll tell you just as clear as my voice is speaking, that you shall know what's the truth, and he'll set you free from deception. The truth is what makes us free. So the way to have Christ living in us is to have his word in us. See, the word is food to us. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So we have to study. We have to take time for him. Yes, we've been through a lot. Yes, we actually are going through a lot right now. But it don't take the place of us getting into the word and studying. Why? Because we want to rightfully divide the word of God so that when we come forth before the people of God, that we can preach and teach the word of truth to set the captives free. Amen. And in Matthew 5, the Bible says, and he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh from the mouth of God. So it's important that we hear God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. See, God is speaking, and he wants us to hear it. Amen? And then Romans 10 talks about 10 and 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to hear the word of God. Yes, we need to hear the word of God, so we can speak the word of God, so we can know the word of God. And guess what? So we can literally become the rhema word of God. We can be a walking epistles. Then he'll bring all things to your mind, your spirit, when you think you have forgotten. See, we receive the word in so many ways. But the main point that I'm making right now is the spiritual discipline of abiding the word is one of the key points for spiritual advancement. Abide in the word. Mark that as your first point. Amen. Listening to the word, reading the word, studying the word, memorizing the word, meditating on the word of God, applying the word of God to our life. Yes, yes, yes. That will cause spiritual advancement. Yes, yes, yes. I want you to notice that I have studied the word and took these scriptures that I'm giving you that's going to enhance your life as you study. Amen. I have presented this on a slide show, and those that would like a copy of the slideshow, you're able to just email me, and I'll be more than happy to email it back to you. Hallelujah. KingdomBuildersPlaza@gmail.com. But I want you to notice that when we abide in Christ and he abide in us, his word is telling us that his word will enable us to live for Christ effectively. See, sometimes we live for Christ, but we're not what? Effective. And God wants us to be effective. Yes, Psalms 119 says, 119 and 11, your word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Have you ever heard hid the word in your heart that you might not sin against what God is saying? So we have to hide the word. So I asked you today, how are you doing? How are you doing? You know, spiritually, bearing fruit. How are you doing? You know, do you love God's word? I mean, do you read it? Do you study it? Do you, if I was to ask you a couple of scriptures, would you be able to tell me where it's at? Do you memorize the word? Do you live in the word? Do you obey God's word? See, abiding in the word, it means you live the word. That's how you abide in it. As much as we read the word, we have to live in the word. Amen. The word has to become alive in us. Yes, God's word has the power to transform our life. See, its teaching will radically change your thinking. Yes. And also it will change our lifestyle. So we have to get in the word. Make it real. You know, they say real talk. Well, let me say to you, real talk. Let me give you the second point. Hallelujah. The spiritual discipline comes from praying in the faith. Yes. See, we're on the prayer line 5 days a week. And the Lord unctioned me to start it off with 5 days a week. He gave me some directives. And he gave me some things to say and some things to do. And, you know, it's just a test. You know, when God gives you an assignment, it's never for you. It's always for other people to give them the opportunity to grow. So we produce fruit. So the prayer line is a labor of love, and it's producing fruit. Because when you hear testimonies, when you hear praise reports, when you hear the story of how God working in people's life, that's encouraging the listeners, and it's producing fruit in our lives. Amen, amen. So if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask what you desire. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. And it shall be done for you. So we sometimes wonder, Lord, when you going to do it? Just trust the process. Trust the process. Don't get away from the word. Don't get away from your commitment. Don't get away from what God have you doing. Because sometimes when you're going through situations, you get so caught up and engulfed with those situations, and we get away from abiding in the Word. So if you abide in the Word and the Word abide in you, you can ask some things, what you desire, not what you need, but what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Hallelujah. Let me give you another important factor on discipline. What's necessary for Christian growth is praying in faith. Mm-hmm. We pray in faith. Let's look at verse 7. See, at this time, let's read the whole verse. So a growing Christian should have or should be developing. We should be developing and maintaining a lifestyle of prayer. We should be connected with intercessors, kindred spirits. Because guess what? When you connect yourself with kindred spirits, intercessors, prayer warriors, you got the same mindset. You more on one accord, the same faith talk, the same faith walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. So we should have a lifestyle of prayer. How do we pray? Let me give you this note here, Matthew 6, verse 5 and 6. And the Bible says, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corner, that they may be seen by others. But truly, I say to you, they have received their rewards. But when you pray, come on, come on, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees you in secret, guess what? He will reward you. So I'm going to add to what I believe. Pick up the phone. Call into the prayer line in your room, in your closet. Shut the door. Get connected. Call in to Kingdom Builder Strategic Prayer Line. Hallelujah. And be faithful. Be committed. That's producing fruit. Yes, it is. Glory be to God. So when you pray, we pray in faith. Because our Father, listen what the Bible says. He said, I assure you that all your rewards they'll ever get when they pray to be seen is what they're getting standing before to be seen. But when you pray and go away and be in your closet, he said, your Father who knows all secrets will reward you. See, Jesus was assuming that as children, we will pray. So when you pray, pray in faith. Pray to God, the Father, not to be heard by men. Hallelujah. So we talk directly to God. We open up directly to God. It's a safe place. Have a private place of prayer also. You know, set up your prayer altar in your home. You know, get your oil. Get your prayer cloth. Get your elements. Sanctify them. Have a place that you can run to and you can love on God through prayer and be consistent. You know, don't be all over the place. One minute you're on, the next minute you're off. Make a commitment. And then I want to encourage you to keep a prayer journal. Yes, keep a prayer journal and follow the pattern of prayer. You know, begin to follow the pattern of prayer. Establish your life in prayer. And so we say, what, admiration? Yes. We want to adore God, and then confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. I want you to notice that the upper vertical portion of the cross points upwards to heaven or God, okay? And then it indicates the basic way we communicate with God is through prayer and faith. So we have to keep the faith. We have to keep the faith. So when we pray, we don't go to God in doubt. We go to God in prayer and faith, believing that there is nothing too hard for God. Yes. So we don't leave room for negativity. I was looking at this different video, and the little baby said to her mother, "Mom, not today. No negativity today. I'm not doing that today." And I believe she was about 2 years old saying that. So let's say that. We're trying to clear the airways. We're trying to be set in a place like Flint where we're focused and we're going to abide in the word, and the word of God is going to abide in us. And whatever we ask, when we pray, he said, "I'll give it to you." So we must abide in the word. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I say to you, abide. Hold tight to the abiding faith that's in Christ. Abiding in Christ. What do you mean, abiding in Christ? See, we can seek to live in fellowship with our brothers and our sisters in Christ. You know, we can strive to do that. We want to live in peace. We want to be in peace. When people come in our area of where we are, we want them to feel what? The peace. It's not always, should not always be drama. Amen. See, we want to fellowship. See, it's a privilege to fellowship with believers, to fellowship with kindred spirits. It's a blessing. And all, if you're a true believer, a true Christian, a true partaker, you have a mutual desire to build a bond of communion and commitment to one another. We need one another. We are family. We are a family of believers. See, God has provided a home for his children, and I like to call it the church. See, the church is in us, but the building that we go to, the temple, is a place where relationships are nourished, where love is expressed, compassion is shared. Hallelujah. And then when you get there, encouragement should be given and acceptance is offered. It is about being in the place where God can use your gift and you can produce fruit. It is the body of Christ here on earth. So with the church, a living, growing vessel that's abiding in Christ. Are you abiding in the word, or do you just read the word? So we must abide. We'll never find or never be well-balanced, a well-balanced Christian who is, if we're not involved in abiding in the word, abiding in Christ, abiding in what God tells us to do. So we must abide. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, sometimes you feel like quitting. Sometimes you feel like throwing in the towel. But you can't do that. We have to abide. We have to fellowship. We have to nurture one another. We have to build each other up. Stay connected. Reach out to one another. Hallelujah. I can go on and on. But I say to you today, my sisters and my brothers, not only are we to have a relationship with other believers, but we are to have a relationship with unbelievers in this world. What is that called? That's called witnessing. We are supposed to witness to unbelievers. Yes, so that we can produce fruit. See, sometimes we're so heavenly bound, and you know the rest. But we are to be witnesses. Let me give you the fourth point. Amen. No earthly good. Are you any earthly good? We're talking about spiritual advancement. So that we may build the kingdom of God. Yes, there's so much work to be done. God give you a vision. And guess what? It's so that it may be ran with. The Bible says, write it down, hallelujah, make it plain. Those that read it can run with it. Hallelujah. And the fourth point that I'm going to make is spiritual discipline is witnessing to the world. Who have you told about Christ lately? You know, you're in a grocery store. Have you just asked someone, are they saved? Do they know God? Do they know your Lord and Savior? He said, if you're ashamed to own me before man, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father. So our job is to witness to the world. Yes, John 15:8, I was reading that, where it says, by this, come on somebody, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. See, we are assigned to witness. Go ye to the highways and the byways and what? Compel. That means beg them. Beg them to come. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, Jesus said that the way you show that we are his disciples is to bear much fruit. We got to bear fruit. Witnessing is the natural outgrowth of abiding. Yes. See, or growing, when you're growing in your Christian walk, in your Christianity, in your life, and if you're living in his word and you're praying in faith and you're fellowshipping with believers, it will be natural and normal to share with others what Christ is doing in your life. So in fact, you won't be able to help but to share it. You can't help but to witness to those around you. Why? Because you have surrounded yourself in an incubator of faith. You got the people of God around you. You're staying in God's presence. You're fellowshipping with unbelievers. You're bearing fruit. It's more than witnessing, but it's always involved witnessing to others. Yes. See, Jesus said, I'll make you fisher of men. Who have you went fishing for? Come on. Matthew 4:19. We all called to evangelize. Who have we ministered to? Bearing fruit is what God is talking about. Jesus also said in Matthew 4:19, he said, ye shall be my witnesses in Acts 1:8. Are you a witness for Christ? You know, we say it sometimes, we get so caught up with me, my, and I, but we're not bearing fruit. We're talking about spiritual advancement today. I want you to notice that once again, that the first two spiritual ways to be disciplined is to deal with our relationship to God. See, this relationship is represented, as I said, by vertical relationship. But when we hear the word, God speaks to us. When we pray, we speak to God. Come on, come on, come on. So the last two spiritual disciplines mean that our relationship to fellow man, hallelujah, it's horizontal. It's a horizontal relationship between a believer and the church in the world. But when we faithfully stay in the presence of the Lord, we faithfully abide in him, we faithfully serve him, we faithfully do what God has called us to do, we fellowship with other believers, and when we are faithful to share Christ with the lost, then we witness to the world. Who have you witnessed to? Who are you loving on? You know, who are you giving back to? Pay forward. You know, when someone bless you, be a blessing to someone else. You know, if you truly desire to develop a closer walk with God, your growing relationship with Christ, we can't play church. We have to be the church. And then learn to put it into practice and have spiritual discipline in our life. We have to be disciplined to bear fruit. Yes, your body might say, you know, I'm going to give an example of the prayer line. You might say, oh, God, I don't feel like it this morning. Be disciplined. Push that flesh and make the spirit obey. Amen. And in closing, I want you to practice spiritual discipline. Let's live in the word, talking about Bible study. Pray in faith, talking about prayer. Fellowship with believers. Be faithful. Be consistent. Regular attendance and abiding in Christ. And then fourth, witnessing to the world, sharing your faith with others. Amen. Call somebody up and share your faith with them. Call somebody up and tell them, see where they stand. Just see where they are. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get our communions ready and let us just get back into a safe place with the Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to do a short music break and I'll be back, give you time to get your communion because we're going to go into our communion table. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's get ready for our communion. See, communion is a sacred time for us as we are followers of Jesus. And before you participate in this occasion, I want you to take time to spend some reflective moments of self-examination. What does that mean? How should we examine ourselves? If you have any ought against anyone, let it go. Forgive them. Come on, it'll stop your prayers from being answered. Hallelujah. Come on, do that reflection. Give you a moment to ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Well, let us go. If you have your bread, you have your juice or whatever you have prepared, we bless it right now that it will become from natural elements to spiritual use. And God, this is your body. Lord Jesus, we bow before you in humility and we ask you to examine our hearts today. Show us anything that's not pleasing to you. Reveal any secret pride, God, any unconfessed sin, any rebellious, any unforgiveness that may be hindering our relationship with you. Father, we know, Lord God, that you chose us to be used for your glory, Father. And Father, we know that your son paid a price to cover us at all times, and our desire is to live for you. So we taking this bread and we presenting the bread as the bread of life. For it was broken for us that we might be set free. We remember and we celebrate your faithfulness. We were broken, you were broken that we might be set free. Let us eat together the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. I cannot imagine that when you shedded your blood, Father, when you shedded your blood, that you took our punishment upon you. You took victory over death. You took the death that we deserved. The pain was indeed our gain. But today, Father, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. And we take this precious gift of life that you gave us through the blood, filled and poured out for us. And while my relationship is secure in you, I know sin can break our relationship at any time. But Father, right now, we ask you to recommit our lives to you, our hearts, our thoughts, and everything about us. Fill us today with the power of your Spirit. Let us drink together the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Drink and drink all of it. Amen. We take communion to remember the night when Jesus was betrayed. He broke bread and gave thanks. We especially remember communion during our time with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We seal this communion in our body, our mind, and our spirit. And we just say to everyone on the line, go in God's speed. Let God direct your heart. Don't miss in giving back your gifts and your fruit so you can have much fruit, so that the Lord can look at you and see and say, servant, well done. Amen, amen. Well, glory be to God, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for just being faithful. And I just want to play one song and leaving. Know that the gift looks good on you. Amen. God bless everyone.
The gift that looks good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift. Yeah.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world
system.
Try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed
to
make you sit down.
Don't you let
it. But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating,
yes,
it's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
For the gift, it will make room.
Uh-huh.
Position for waiting in the kingdom. The gift, it looks good on you.
Your gift,
it looks good on you.
Looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift.
It looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
grace too.
And you wear it.
All right, Cody, help me out. You wear it. God has grace too.
God has grace too. And you wear it well.
Everybody in my here, come on. be a better you than you. And you will.
And you will.
God has graced you.
God has graced you.
Come on, let's take it up. Wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude. Soprano wear. You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you to sing the praise.
God has graced you.
Come on.
And you
take
wear
it out.
It well.
That's your grace. Say it. Come on, everybody. Put your hands.
Ooh.
Look at somebody say, operate in your grace. Operating your grace, it'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you.
You
honor it. Take it up. Sinners, you got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, sinners.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?